Welcome to Michiana Stories, a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE, featuring conversations with people of Michiana. Today, Notre Dame Law Professor Jimmy Garule speaks with law students Eric Augustin and Alyssa Slayman about their work with the Exoneration Project.
It's incredible that in a town as small as Elkhart, and we already have four cases, and I'm sure there's more out there, that there's this many people getting wrongfully convicted.
Now, the Keith Cooper case was one of the inspirations for the student organization, the Exoneration Project, and then now we have an externship. Could you tell us, Erica, a little bit about the Keith Cooper case? What did that involve?
Yes, so Keith was a local Elkhart resident who was picked up one morning walking home with groceries, put into the back of a squad car, and then misidentified by a witness in a purse snatching and taken into the police station. Well, after the purse snatching charges didn't stick, he was brought up on attempted homicide, which was a charge they were able to make stick. And I believe Keith was in prison for 8 years. Until he was finally pardoned. It was not actually an official exoneration, but he was pardoned by Governor Holcomb. Now, what's most amazing about Keith's story is how he's still such a positive, optimistic person. Is really the most surprising about meeting exonerees, as they're often so full of life and optimistic and not burdened down by this terrible thing that happened to them, something that I can't even imagine being in their shoes.
Great. Alyssa, What are the causes of wrongful convictions? I mean, with all of the constitutional protections that are afforded criminal defendants, how is it that someone could be wrongfully convicted? How does that happen?
Yeah, so unfortunately, sometimes it's from corruption within a police department or faulty investigations, like if there wasn't a thorough investigation done, so a lot of evidence wasn't uncovered during the initial trial.
Do you find this work personally rewarding?
Yes, I definitely do. I mean, I think you're someone's last hope at this point. I mean, you're really working to correct an injustice. I mean, there's a lot of fields of the law that you may be doing amazing things, but this has a direct impact on, like, a human life.
And have you had an opportunity to actually visit your client at the Indiana Penitentiary?
I did, and it was an amazing experience. I mean, you walk into this prison, and, you know, you walk in, and it's really busy. And, you know, when I was meeting with my client, there was actually someone getting married next to me. So there was just so much life going on in such a small building. And then to meet this client, he was so hopeful and so happy that someone was finally there to listen to his story. And that really makes you feel like you're part of something like so much bigger than yourself when you're doing this work.
Do you think that the work that you're engaged in is giving these prisoners hope?
Yes. I mean, one of my favorite quotes I think I've ever heard in my whole life was when we told him that we found this key witness in his case, he was like, I am smiling wall to wall right now. And, you know, that image in my head, you know, means the world to me.
Yeah, what I would say for me is that before I joined the law faculty at Notre Dame, I was a prosecutor. And it was after the development of DNA evidence became more sophisticated and it started being used, not simply in paternity cases, but in criminal cases. And it was then that really opened my eyes to the fact that the criminal justice system is far from perfect. And so it pained me when I would pick up the newspaper and I would read an article about an individual who had been wrongfully convicted. And that really resonated with me because, first of all, the thought, I mean, how difficult it must have been for that individual to have his liberty, being deprived of your liberty, knowing that you didn't commit a crime. And it pained me to hear of these cases where somebody had been incarcerated for 10 years, 20 years. I think there's even one case where the defendant served over 40 years before he was released. He was a teenager when he was convicted of murder. So working in the Exoneration Project now is an opportunity for me to kind of give back, to try to correct some of these miscarriages of justice.
That was Notre Dame Law Professor Jimmy Garule speaking with law students Eric Augustin and Alyssa Slayman about their work with the Exoneration Project. If you have a Michiana story to share, contact the St. Joseph County Public Library at 574-235-4199 or michianastories@gmail.com. Michiana Stories is a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE.